So in life, we tend to know when certain things happen, right?
Sure.
You know, TV shows, radio shows, dentist appointments. It's a bad choice. Anything, you got to be someplace at a certain time, got to do certain things. But we have a couple of things we know in life. Stereotypically, the cliches, death and taxes.
Yes.
Recently, you know, people around you, whether you get to a certain age or a tragedy strikes or what have you, are lost. I don't mean lost like in the lost and found, but I mean lost to the next place, the next...
Okay.
You know.
This has gotten very existential in like 30 seconds.
There's an end to every... We have an expiration date, okay?
Oh, yeah.
I was trying to soften. I didn't want to start with... You know, we have these conversations.
Are you talking about human beings having
there,
an expiration date?
We. I said we. Yes, yeah. Like shows. So, okay, here's the damn question, all right, man? Here's the deal. If you knew, or if you could find out when you were going to die, when your expiration date was.
Never.
Not best by date, not used by date, but damn it, get rid of it, you're going to go date.
Yeah, no way. I would never.
Would you want
never,
to know?
Never. No.
You would never want to know. Why wouldn't you want to know?
Well, I mean, because then you obsess about it. I mean, my God, have you ever gone on, you've gone on vacation where you like go on like this week or two vacation, you got like a really, you're in a really nice place, and you just, you feel that moment of dread because you know that the last day is like, oh, and then you have to pack up like, you're like in a nice resort, and then you got to pack up everything, you know, you got to drive home or get on a plane or something, and you kind of, it's always in the back of your mind, and I would just rather be ignorantly blissful. And if that means I'm going to die when I'm on the toilet, then that means I'm going to die when I'm on the toilet, and it's going to be embarrassing and awful and very Elvis situation. But
wait
at least
a minute, why would that be
coming?
Embarrassing and awful? At that point, you're dead. What the hell does it matter? You're on to the next thing or just gone to the great abyss of nothingness? No, I don't mean to. There's existential fear factor. What is next? I'm not worried about what's next. What do you mean you got to pack up and leave? Why do you?
Well, no, but that's because you know it's coming. You're sitting there being like, well, did I? Because then you'd be like, here's the thing. I have a to-do list and it gets bigger every goddamn week. And so what's going to end up happening? I'd be like, oh, God, I got to get this done. I didn't do this. I didn't do this enough. I'd just rather be just blissfully ignorant and just, you know, snuff it when I snuff it.
Right.
And let it happen.
Well, snuff it brings up another kind of, it's like a...
Would you want to know that you're
going
to die in like 2.5 weeks on the way to work?
Well, I'd say like if you get in a 2.5 or 2 week like notice, that's all I'm asking. I don't want to know like 8 years out, 5 years out, I got to get a plan. I mean, who the hell, I could get a plan now, probably a better plan. Should have had a better plan before. See, existential life stuff. Forget about that because you're here now and you got to move forward. I think that's probably
therapy.
What if
the Grim Reaper goes knocking on your door and says, hey, here's your pink slip. 2 weeks from now, you're going to snuff it. You don't think you're going to be just completely neurotic about it for 2 whole weeks?
I already know that I'm going to die anyway, meaning that we are all going to die. I've spent maybe way too much time thinking about this at some point, but here's the thing. I know it, and then whatever happens next is going to happen. I can't do dick about that. I got to live the best I can be. But if I could get a notice to say, okay, I got 2 weeks. Well, I'm going to blow this stuff off. It doesn't matter. I'm going to spend some time with family, going to spend some time with friends. I mean, being
you're
stick
like,
and
I'm going to go get
whatever.
That. I'm going to get that hooker in Haiti because AIDS isn't a worry at this point, right?
Well, I hadn't really, we see where your head is. Haiti's fine, the Dominican Republic, the other side, whatever you want to go, you know, because you got whatever you got going on that you want to get going on. And if that's the case, a hooker in Haiti for you, then go ahead. But if I had 2 weeks, I'd be like, all right, I've got to worry, pay these bills, got to make sure my...
You would worry about paying bills for the last two? I wouldn't, because I would pay the bills. And then after I hit send, because I don't write checks anymore, you do them online, I'd hit pay bill, and that's when death would show up and say, hey, you got 2 weeks. So I'd be like, couldn't you have come like 30 minutes ago before I paid rent?
All right, well, fair enough. All right, so screw that. The regular recurring bills, maybe not. But if you haven't, and most people don't like to think about the eventuality of the expiration date and end date anyway.
Yeah.
So that's why so many people that are left behind have to deal with all the rigmarole during the worst, oftentimes emotional state, blurry-eyed, try to figure out all the funeral stuff, the burial stuff, cremation stuff, all the money stuff, you know. If you get all that stuff handled so the people left behind don't have to deal with it, then you can worry about the other stuff. So I get that stuff.
Well, but it also depends. I mean, you're also talking about where you are in your life. When you're like... You know,
yes.
I'm in my 40s and I got a family. That's a huge emotional impact as opposed to if I were like 85 and, you know, because here's the thing. The way the body works anyways, by the time you hit 40, the warranty is off the car.
And, that's true.
And
that's
things start falling apart. And you're at the doctor where we're often. But you're still like, well, I still got a couple good decades into it. And sure, there are things that happen. Like you look at the actor Anton Yelchin. He was in his like 20s or maybe he was early 30s. And his car brake slipped and it crashed into him when he was like getting his mail. You know, I mean, it's horrible, you know, tragic things. But do you want to know that that's coming? I mean, do you?
Wait a minute. I didn't ask you. So you're looking at it like it's a menu at a kiosk, and you go, okay, I got 2 weeks, and this is my exit. This is how it happens.
Well, generally, if you're going to have your exit in your 40s or 50s, there's something wrong. There is either an accident or a pretty serious medical condition. You're going to have a heart attack. And
well, whatever it is, if you got a 2 week window of warning, do you see what I'm saying? You could go, okay, I'm going to take this vacation. I'm going to Australia. Going to go dive the Great Barrier Reef. I'm going to go. You mentioned the Haiti hooker. If that's your thing, there, okay, whatever makes you happy.
I'm just saying.
Maybe you want to have lunch and dinner with some family and friends. Maybe you want to go.
Why don't you just live your life like it's the last and go have the dinner with family and friends, and at some point go dive in the Great Barrier Reef. I take a vacation every year. My wife and I, we are not flush with cash, but the whole point is that we take a vacation every year and we plan on the vacation. But this is the other thing. It's like 2 weeks. And this is where now I start getting into this is why for me, because I start getting into the nitty gritty and the details on this. And I'm here thinking to myself, well, is 2 weeks enough? Because that's my question. Cause it's kind of hard. Cause like you say, well, it's 2 weeks. So I should take a vacation, but it's going to have to be a short vacation. And then you got to align a lot of stuff. And then you're going to feel guilty because you blow the money for this. And maybe you got, a family that you want to leave stuff to. And you're like, well, maybe I should spend that time with the kids, but wait, they got exams coming up, and you know, is that fair to that? You know, that's just way too much pressure. Just live your life it can always end in some horrible blimp accident, and then at some point, it will happen, and you'll be happy.
But see, I get that, but it's going to happen anyway.
Yeah.
So if I had 2 weeks, then I could prioritize what I really feel like. It's sort of like if you're on death row,
because
we kind
pressure.
Of all are.
Well, on death row,
no,
well,
they go,
no,
what's your last meal? For instance, like the last meal, like maybe we
just
both like to
nice
eat. It just
food.
Happens to be that I'm not as big as you happen to be, hence the Chubby and Steak Show.
Sure.
Okay, so I might go, okay, I want that fried chicken and waffles. I might want that pasta from here or there. I might want that crazy 250-pound steak you talked about on your road trip somewhere in Texas or I don't know, wherever the hell you were.
72-ounce steak in Amarillo, but yes. Well, but then my question to you is, why aren't you just eating it? Why aren't you eating that now?
Because I got, first of all, you can't eat the way I might want to eat if I knew I was on the way out in 2 weeks, because you'd make yourself get out a little earlier if I ate the way I want to eat
all
the time. Because I'm at the point, like you said.
Once a week, treat yourself to a good meal. I mean, yes.
I do, but that's not the point.
Would it be tragic to go to McDonald's and get the stale burger and drive home and get car accident and be like, God, that's the last thing I ate, some shitty burger from McDonald's? Yeah, that may feel bad. But, then you would have maybe a week before had a really nice meal. Like I said, I go on cruises and stuff, get meals and nice stuff, and we go to our favorite restaurants. We don't excise that from our lives because,
Well, I'm not saying that it's been null, that's not happening. I'm just simply saying, personally, if I had the 2 weeks, I'd just review everything quickly, the business of stuff, and then I'm going to go out, party, and have a good time the way I want to spend it with the people I want to spend it, not dealing with the crap often that our lives are filled with every day that's static, slowing us down, not doing the stuff we really enjoy.
Well, you got a job, and you'd be like, well, screw that. I'm not going to go do this. I'm going to be
well,
dead
see,
in 2 weeks.
You already got some changes. You're going to go, hey, let's go.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that would be just like, I'm not going to worry about that. I'm not going to rake the leaves. I'll do that in 3 weeks. I may not be.
Right. I've been planning on doing that. I ran out of time.
Exactly. See? But no, I understand that you don't want to do the menial awful tasks. That's what I would just get rid of. But it would
well,
just...
what would you do? Because you seem like you have an inability to actually think in a way that doesn't cause grave panic with you. Because you seem worked up and bothered.
I would
like,
be more.
It makes you nervous.
Okay, so no, here's my thing. You said okay, so they show up.
If you have 2 weeks, what would
you do?
How about
gonna,
that? You don't have a choice.
But do you know
get a
how
choice.
You're going to snuff it? That's my question. Do you know how?
So, but see, now you're asking questions. No, they just so you'd want to know.
But,
like
but
if
wait.
You say, hey, not only do I get 2 weeks, how do I go out?
Well, but that makes a difference because if you say, well, you're going to have a heart attack, and be like, well, can I exercise in the next 2 weeks? Oh, they sit there and be like, you're going to be.
See, you're already negotiating.
But,
out.
No, here's
you've
the other thing.
Weeks,
maybe
either...
maybe what happens is you're going to get eaten by a shark, and you're like, where do how do
then
I get eaten
go
by
swimming?
Well,
right?
How do you
yeah.
know? They say, well, I'm not going to go swim the Great Barrier Reef then because there's sharks everywhere. I don't know. See,
well,
it's just way
then,
too much.
Then
no,
you're going
no,
out the
no,
way you want.
It.
It's like sex.
I would never
it's
do
the
it.
Same thing.
Well, I would still have the sex.
Oh, see, there you go. And then, you know, if it happens during or otherwise, I don't know. See, I don't know that I'm worried about how it happens at the end. Just I know if it's going to be 2 weeks, then I got this window of time. If they give you a whatever notice, if that's it, 2 weeks from now, period, boom.
I've got
2 weeks to do what I want.
Never. I wouldn't want to know. Never.
So you go from not wanting to know to then wanting to know specific details.
Well, that's the whole thing. Where does it end? Tremendous. I mean, so you're going to be gone. Well, then what if I just stay at my house and don't do anything? I mean, because
you can't change it. It's going to happen.
Well,
it's what you do in between.
I don't want to know. Then I don't want to know because there's too much involved. That's the thing. I would be neurotic for those 2 weeks and I wouldn't enjoy it. And I don't think anyone around me would enjoy it. Think of it like if you got a loved one in your family, you know, I mean, I know you don't have a wife and kids and that's fine.
Wait a minute. You got to be careful how you say it. If you have a loved one, I know you don't have a wife and kids. Like, there is no love for me.
Well,
like,
what I'm saying,
I may as well just give myself 2 weeks.
You have people
that's
in your
awesome.
Life, you know, but if you sat there and you knew that somebody you loved was going to die in 2 weeks, and you knew it's final, but you don't know exactly how. I mean, I'm not talking about somebody who's, you know, if they've been given 2 weeks to live because you're at this stage of cancer or something like that, that's pretty final. But I'm talking about just somebody who otherwise you'd be like, well, you got 2 weeks, so let's go do something. You'd be like, well, that just throws an emotional monkey wrench into your life. And you're never going to be able to process the death of a loved one, whether you get 2 weeks to prep for it or not. It's still going to be devastating. It's just then it's going to be this cloud hanging over you. Could you imagine? I couldn't say that. I couldn't say to my wife or my kids and say, hey, it's going to be 2 weeks left in my life. I'm definitely snuffing it, you know, on, you know, the 15th of September or whatever. And, so let's go do something fun. It would ruin.
Unless it's by your own hand, which is a whole other conversation.
Yeah, but then I don't know.
Here's
but
the thing:
you said
you
can't avoid it.
You'd have to share it.
Oh yeah,
you'd have to share if you found out. You couldn't keep it to yourself.
What am I going to sit there and say to my wife? Go, oh, you know what? Let's not pay rent or the bills. And yeah, we're
no,
just going
to
fly out.
No, but there are things you could do to make it better for the people that are left behind in this case. Unless you both got a notice, or you know, whoever.
I don't know if I could.
My life.
I don't think I could take 2 weeks and get my affairs in order to really make things better for my family if I suddenly died.
See, I mean, I don't know. I think you could do a lot in less time than you think. I mean, there's three.
I might do the dishes a little bit more just to be nice. But I mean, I don't know.
No, screw that. They're dishes. Who gives a damn? That's why you got kids. That's what I thought when I was growing up. The only reason I was there. We've talked about this. Hold the antenna, turn the TV channel before the remote.
They are little
slaves. Take the trash out and do the dishes. That it was basically held, now that I think about it, in some ways, it was almost like several other relationships. Either way, there three
have you been gaslighted with this? It sounds like people have come to you and said, hey, death came to my door, told me I have 2 weeks. I have only 2 weeks. Can you help me out? Can you help me move? Because I want to be in a better place. And then you move. And 2 weeks later, you're like, you bastard, you're still kicking. What's going on?
Well, see, you've also then immediately turned it to a usury situation where somebody's going to be a predator to let the other people around them know. Here's the deal. You can't notify anyone that you've got 2 weeks.
Well, that makes
but
it
you've
even
got
worse.
2 weeks.
Oh, that makes it even
no,
worse.
No, see, I don't think so.
No.
I think this has 2 weeks to panic, to prep, or prep, panic, or party, or maybe you choose whatever you want to do. You can do anything you want with those 2 weeks because it's your final 2 weeks. Who gives a shit?
I get where you're coming from, but I wouldn't want to know at all.
I totally get that. But I mean, I can think of meals. I can think of people I'd like to hang out with.
Just go hang out with them and then eat the meals. Unless hanging out with the people involves eating them as a meal. And then that's a finality. And you do that on the day before you go.
Do you realize that if anybody has gone through the entire Chubby and Stick catalog of podcast episodes, if that's what the hell this thing is,
this is the third
that they
time
will mention, at least that you've mentioned cannibalism. So why are you fixated on cannibalism, even in an idea of your way out to have 2 weeks remaining on planet Earth?
I haven't had dinner yet, I'm sorry.
And the sick thing is, I'm hungry, so the hell with this whole deal.
You've been listening to The Chubby and Stick Show.
Copyright Kevin Carr and Sterling Radio. Subscribe to and rate The Chubby and Stick Podcast on iTunes.
Like and subscribe to The Chubby and Stick Show on YouTube.
Contact the show and hit up Chubby and Stick on Twitter.
At Kevin Carr and at Sterling Radio. Music by MichaelBard.com. Credits voiced by Joe Jewett. I'm at DeborahBenner.com.
Thanks for listening to The Chubby and Stick Show, and keep keeping it real.